Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, December 24, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is on the decline for the third consecutive day, trading lower against its G10 peers this morning. With trading volumes thinning ahead of the Christmas holiday, the dollar's performance is reflecting a quieter market environment. This morning, we saw the release of initial jobless claims for the week ending December 20th. The numbers came in slightly better than expected at 214,000 versus the forecasted 224,000. However, this positive surprise was offset by higher than expected continuing claims, which landed at 1,923,000 compared to the anticipated 1,900,000. The result? A largely inconsequential impact on the market. Looking ahead, the dollar appears poised to continue its slide into the new year. Historically, when the dollar has shown weakness throughout December, it has gone on to fall further nearly 75% of the time. Before we continue, we'd like to take a moment to wish you a joyful holiday season. From all of us at Monex USA, we hope your days are filled with peace, prosperity, and good health. Thank you for your continued trust and loyalty over the years. As we approach the holiday, here's what you need to know about our hours. Today, December 24th, we'll be open from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be closed tomorrow, December 25th, in observance of Christmas. Now, let's turn our attention to the euro. The euro is trading higher against the U.S. dollar this morning, with volumes nearly 20% below average. As we transition into the new year, the euro is likely to remain well supported. Why? The European Central Bank currently has the clearest interest rate trajectory among the G10 currencies. Recent reports suggest the ECB is unlikely to continue cutting rates, which has traders speculating about the timing of a potential rate hike. While we expect the central bank to pause for at least the first half of the year, a hike could come into play further down the line. Meanwhile, the Japanese yen is emerging as a top performer this week, gaining more than 1% against the dollar. Despite thin trading, the yen has room for further gains. This comes after a slight adjustment in positioning from Japanese Prime Minister Tokichi regarding short-term bond issuance and direct intervention in the currency markets. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.